HPR Network presents the Warhawk Sports Report, powered by McMurraySports.com.
With your Warhawk Sports Report, I'm Tony Desiri. Looking ahead to the 2015 college football season for the McMurray Warhawks, it'll open up on September 5th when they hit the road in Marshall, Texas to take on East Texas Baptist University. The home opener at Wilfred Moore Stadium will be on September 12th when they take on Southwestern University in Abilene. Then three straight road games, and it starts on September 19th on the road at Tyler, Texas to take on Texas College. Then they head to Langston, Oklahoma against Langston University on September 26th. October 3rd in Jefferson City, Missouri, against Lincoln University of Missouri. Then two straight home games against Hardin-Simmons and Oklahoma Panhandle State. Back on the road, October 24th against Sula Ross State University in Alpine, Texas. Then on Halloween, Belhaven University comes to Abilene for their final home game of the season. A game against Louisiana College closes out the year on November 7th in Pineville, Louisiana. The McMurray University baseball team had three members earn NCCAA All-Region honors. Lanny Zier, Michael Hunter, and Zach Hagen all honored in the 2015 NCCAA class. The Warhawks finished the season in the regional semifinals, ending the year with a record of 31-13. Zier led the McMurray pitching staff with a 9-1 record and a 2.31 ERA. Zier had two shutouts, two complete games to go along with his 42 strikeouts on the year to just 15 walks. Opponents hit just 268 against him in 11 appearances. Behind the plate, Hunter was spectacular handling the Warhawks pitchers in 2015 as the staff had an ERA of 349. At the plate, Hunter batted 335, had 39 runs batted in. Of the 54 hits, 12 were for extra bases. He also scored 25 runs, was hit by a pitch a team high six times, and he was also deadly to the base runners. On defense, he threw out 16 of 29 attempted steals against him. Hagen finished out his four-year career at McMurray, leading the team in home runs in 2015 with 9 and runs with 45. He also had a .990 fielding percentage, batting .345 that included 13 doubles and a triple. He also had 41 RBIs, and for his career, he also had a team-high 41 RBIs. For his career, Hagen batted .312. I'm Tony Desiri, and this has been your Warhawk Sports Report.
This HPR Network presentation of the Warhawk Sports Report has been powered by McMurraySports.com. For the latest Warhawk news, interviews, highlights, and much more, go online to McMurraySports.com.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.